Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome into The Hull Show. Thanks to Tanner Schwint for filling in for me for a few minutes there. Had a kiddo's doctor appointment this morning. So all good. Checkups and stuff. I just like to be there for them. Brendan Vogt joining me now from DNVR Nuggets. And we got to see the Nuggets in action last night in a preseason game. They lose 112-101. Nobody cares about that. Only thing we care about was we got to see Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. back in this lineup. And again, especially Jamal Murray, it'd been so long since we've seen him in a game for this team. Brendan, that was a huge moment just to get those guys out on the floor.
What a night. What a night. It barely felt like a preseason game, you know, given what was at stake or just the weight of the return. I didn't even know what the final score was of that game.
I don't think anybody cared.
I'd have to double check, but it took Jamal a little while to get going. That's why it's nice to get the return out of the way in preseason. But by the end of the half, he had it cooking a little bit. He was having fun out there. He hit that three in the corner, his first bucket in 500-plus days, and it just felt like that's what everyone in the arena was waiting for. It was a great moment, and it's just a nice reminder that for as much as it feels like it, it's not just Jokic and a bunch of other guys.
Oh, isn't that the best part? I mean, last year it was, let's stitch this thing together, let the MVP do his thing, but we all kind of deep down know they can only go so far. But with these guys, and assuming Jamal and MPJ can get back there, and then Aaron Gordon with Joker and all this, Caldwell Pope, it's starting to feel like something, isn't it, Brendan?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you talk to people inside the organization, there's a real sense of excitement right now. We've talked about this. I don't think anyone will say it explicitly, but last year was a limbo. I think everyone really knew it. As long as Jokic is on the team, you got to go for it. But there was a futility to it all. And there's an air of excitement, not just with the turn of those guys, but as you said, the rounding out of the roster, the completeness of the roster. This organization feels like they have everything they need. And so there's a little bit of back to business, and it's not just a grind. It's not just a slog. Ideally, there's a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. That's been the big question mark, you know, if those guys can get back to where we know they can be, you know, where we've at least seen them be in Jamal and Michael Porter Jr. And it's just such a magical moment. You know, Murray's pumping up the crowd. He's wanting them to get louder. Like, goosebumps. I just love that stuff.
Yeah, he said, that's what I do. And they ran into the crowd after that buzzer beater to end the half. And after the game, he talked about how it's just been a long time since he's been in that mindset, locked in as a competitor. And I think that stuff just comes out of Murray naturally, you know, through the flow of the game, the flow of his emotions. And it's been nearly 2 years since he felt that internally. So really exciting moment. You could tell how much he was soaking it in. And I also think Jamal is just glad to have a lot of this out of the way. And now he can just start playing basketball again, something he knows how to do at a high level.
So how important is this preseason then, Brendan? I mean, to kind of, because I think we've all kind of said it, it's going to take some time for Jamal to get back to who he was. It's going to take some time for MPJ. So how important then is this preseason to maybe use that as time to shake off some of that rust so that you're, you know, maybe the first portion of the regular season doesn't take you as long to get up to, you know, up to your top form?
It is important. At the same time, you have to balance, you know, what's really the risk reward here of pushing it too hard in preseason. So the starters only played the first half. How much will they play in this preseason? You know, that's to be determined. But it is going to take reps for these guys. They all know what to do together. They just haven't done it in a long time. And so they do have to get out there playing alongside each other. It's going to take reps. It's going to take time. But, you know, this is, like, when it comes to Jokic and Jamal, it's like riding a bike. They know how to play with each other. And so this will all fall into place soon enough.
Brendan Vogt joining us from DNVR Nuggets. And more news, you know, before that preseason game hits, the Nuggets went ahead and extended Calvin Booth. They signed that multi-year extension. And this just seems like the right fit. I mean, he's been a part of this organization well before he was taken over as GM. So this is a great move, right?
hey, they told us he's their guy and they have full confidence. So if that's the case, why wait to extend him? You know, they'll probably wait to slap that president of basketball operations title, as that can come with a little pay bump. You know, that's the next bone they can throw him instead of throwing it all right away, which seems to be the Kroenke MO with how they handle front office personnel. But good for Calvin to get the extension. If he is that guy, the team thinks he is, I think he is, then he deserves it. It's a lot easier to do your job without that contract insecurity lingering over your head. And also, one of the biggest assets this team had in the last handful of years was continuity, but also a congruence of direction, right, through all three levels. Ownership, the coaches, the players, everyone was sort of on the same page. So losing Tim, obviously there's some turbulence there. You want to try to smooth things out, make it stable again as soon as possible. You want Calvin to feel secure in that job, but you want Michael Malone to feel secure knowing who the head decision maker is for years to come.
No question. I mean, and that to me, you know, sets up for, okay, we got our guys in place here. Our players are getting back healthy. Let's make this run here. How much pressure is on this season, Brendan, to, I don't know, you tell me, to go to the Western Conference Finals, to go further than that? What are our realistic expectations? Meaning that if they don't meet those expectations, there could be a minor change to something. Not Calvin Booth, obviously, but maybe looking at the coach or whatever.
Sure. No, I think it's time now. I think whatever the built-in sort of excuses were or the timeline is, that all made sense. They're up against it now. That the window of contention is only so long. They are in it firmly. And so the expectation should be title, I think, and nothing less. Winning a Western Conference Final will be a big deal. You know, no one's going to get fired for that for sure. But I do think it's time now to start setting your sights on the ultimate prize, because, look, so many things can go wrong. It's a wise play to pick the field versus virtually any team, any given year. But do the Nuggets have all the ingredients? I think the answer is definitely yes. So no reason to curb those expectations. And I think the team feels the same way.
Is Michael Malone going to the season on any kind of a hot seat? I mean, I've loved what he's done with this team, but for the most part of his career, it was like growing this team up to get to the point where they're a playoff team, they're a contender. The last year or so, injuries, of course, but the Nuggets have, so to speak, kind of hit their ceiling. What kind of pressure is on Michael Malone if they don't achieve that, if they don't get to the Western Conference Finals or further?
I think there's some, you know, they got better under his leadership every single year until, as you mentioned, the injuries pulled the rug out from under them. But now, in theory, knock on wood, they're healthy, so he should be evaluated, you know, without those qualifiers. So he, I'm sure, wants nothing less than a title, the very least a Western Conference Finals title. So I think that's kind of how everyone views it. Should they fall out in the second round again at full strength, I think there's a real conversation to be had, and maybe he does start to feel pressure, maybe those conversations start to swell. But for now, I think everyone in the organization feels like he is the right guy, and he's got a little bit of leeway.
Brendan, this is a stupid question, and we'll leave you with that. But, I mean, it's like seeing Calvin Booth and Michael Malone sit up there together, I mean, they just seem to click so well. They seem like they're friends. Calvin's like almost giving Michael Malone the floor, saying, hey, this is your thing, let's go. But in a weird sense, if you know what does hit the fan and you don't get past maybe that second round, it's going to have to be Calvin Booth that makes that decision, right, that decides to move on one way or the other.
Sure, absolutely. There's a little bit of I don't want to say schmoozing, because they've known each other for a long time and it's organic, but that's going to be a part of it. I mean, Calvin will talk with ownership, who I think would probably make that ultimate decision. Not entirely sure how that particular decision is made within the power structure of this organization, but I think Malone appreciates Calvin for a very simple reason. They have the same philosophy. Like, Jokic is your offense. Now go and get me dirty work players, defenders, and that's obviously Calvin's MO. So there's a bit of a you know, Cinderella shoe fits right on the foot thing here. I think they have the same vision for this team going forward, and that provides a little bit of internal comfort and security for each of them.
Well, I'm excited for this regular season, but you know what? For starters, it was just great. Obviously, the story, just to see Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr. get out there. It should be a special season, man. I'm looking forward to it. And Brendan, we appreciate your insight with us each and every week as we get more and more Nuggets information as we progress.
Yeah, man. I think these hopefully these questions will start changing from kind of hypotheticals to real-time reaction to the season, man. I'm really excited and excited to keep hopping on with you.
I love it, man. Thank you so much. Brendan Vogt, DNVR, Nuggets. Jamal Murray back in action last night. Michael Porter Jr. back in action last night. And the pressure's on. I mean, it's going to take, listen, based on what we kind of saw last night, it's probably going to take a month. So those of you impatient Russell Wilson people, you know, that are like, oh, it's got to be good today, Tanner, then you probably don't want to watch Nuggets basketball for the first month. Now, that's not me saying they're not going to be good. I just don't think that you're going to see the same, in my opinion, championship caliber Nuggets team that you're going to see in comparison from October, November to December, January. December, January Nuggets are going to be much different. This version right now is about getting them to mesh, making sure Jamal Murray's healthy. His minutes are probably micromanaged a little bit. Same with Michael Porter Jr. And you have a lot of new players. You have a lot of new faces on this roster. So it is, if you're an impatient basketball fan, you probably need to take a break watching this first portion of the season, because you got to get Caldwell Pope in the mix. You got to get Bruce Brown in the mix. I mean, there's a lot. And then, of course, the injury stuff. All that's going to take some time. And if I'm wrong, fantastic. I'd love it if the Nuggets jump out the gates 10-0. That'd be fantastic.
Here's the first six games for the Nuggets in the regular season. On the road to start at Utah, at Golden State, home against OKC, at Portland, home against the Lakers, home against the Jazz, and then at the Lakers to start. Tough games.
Tough games, man. They're going to have to be road warriors, too. Like, all that juice that Jamal Murray got from the fans last night, that's not going to be there a good portion. Well, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's, you know, there's a ton of road games. You know, especially when you get through October, November is like, is you're on the road all the time. You're traveling everywhere. So any of that juice that you were hoping to get from Jamal coming out, MPJ being out there, two-time MVP, it's gonna be kind of a slow process there before you really get back into home. So I'm excited about it, man. I'm a big Nuggets guy. You know that. I'm so pumped to see what the Joker does, you know, in following up that two-time back-to-back MVP thing. I can't even believe I'm saying it. Like, I thought, dude, they're never going to give him the MVP. And then when he won it, I'm like, there's no way he's going to win it again. Like, that's not going to happen. The NBA is not going to allow it. The simple fact that my Method Flow Products poll question is Nikola Jokic the best player in the NBA? The obvious answer should be yes, but it's not. It's not, because even when he won the MVP, there were a lot of very smart basketball people saying, yeah, he's very good, but he's not as dynamic as Giannis. He's not that guy. He's not like KD. He's not even as dynamic as Luka, which I disagree with. I think he is the best player in the NBA. But the fact that I have to ask that means that this guy is still going to be disrespected. It's just going to be his career. It's probably how it's always going to go for him. Maybe that's because he doesn't get out there. He doesn't do social media. He's not a marketer. He's not dunking on a regular basis. I don't know, but I think his game's absolutely gorgeous. Really, I do. And I'd be saying that if he played for anybody else, because his game is so unique. I don't know why we have this battle over whether or not he's the best player in the NBA.
I'll be interested to see if getting Murray and getting Michael back is going to take some of that, not take pressure off of Jokic in that sense, but it changes his narrative a little bit, that you're going to see more big-time plays. You're going to see those crazy assists from Murray and Porter Jr. on the corners. You're going to see Jamal, you know, running in the lane, doing these crazy plays that Jokic can just set up. And we've seen him do it with nobodies. Now you're getting your two guys back. We can start to see some stuff, and maybe Jokic's, you know, perception has changed a little bit. He's carrying a team. Now he's a part of this team.
Well, and what did Brendan just say, too? Like, listen, we knew, maybe we didn't want to admit it, but last year it wasn't a wasted year because you got an MVP out of it. But last year, just, we knew it. Like, this isn't a championship team. They can't do it with one great, amazing Hall of Fame caliber player, and the rest are just dudes. Like, I like Aaron Gordon, but he played like a dude last year. He was just a dude until, like, the last two playoff games. You started going, that's the Gordon. That's the one we want to see. I tell you what, I got a lot of, I'm really interested to see how Aaron Gordon does this season. You know, everything that he said at the end of the playoffs last year when they were booted out, I liked what he said the most because it was like a real internal reflection that he had. It was like, I have to be better. I have to dominate the paint. That's my game. I shouldn't be camping out for threes very often. I need to be ready for rebounds. I need to be constantly on the cut so Joker can see me. I'll be curious to see if that's just lip service or if that's the real Aaron Gordon. Because the Orlando Magic Aaron Gordon, much different than the Denver Nuggets Aaron Gordon. You got to be a different guy.
Yeah, Gordon last night, 15 minutes, 4 of 6, 1 of 1 from 3-point range, 4 total rebounds and 10 points. In a preseason game, you'll take that.
You'll take that right now. And then we'll just see. Like, Bones Highland had a beautiful little layup in there, man. I mean, Bones is going to be great. I'm really anxious to see how this whole thing is going to go down. Because are you starting to believe a little bit? Like, there's a part of me that's like, this isn't just a playoff team. If you can actually get it right, get these guys healthy, you got some pretty special things coming up.
I'd say this is the team we've been waiting for the last 4 years.
Yeah, no question. All right, 43 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.